Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, it's election season, and the decision will be made this year by the voters on who will lead this country as president for the next 4 years. This is why we will see so many issues escalating during this year, as each side tries to rally and agitate their voting base to come out and vote. Democrats will be pushing for women's rights because that's an issue they believe they can win on. That was the issue that helped the Democrats during the primaries this year. Republicans will be campaigning on solving the southern border issue, which is certainly a major issue. It certainly seems that neither party actually wants to solve any problems we face as a nation, and that the whole point is just to get elected. And once they're elected, their priorities change. Their priorities change from trying to appease the voters to win elections to then towing the political line for whichever political party they got elected to. This is why we can have the same issues for 50 years or more without any solutions actually happening. Is there an incentive to close down the border successfully before the election? I doubt it. It's better politics to have the border issue continue. That way it will motivate the voters to go to the ballot box in November. We live in a representative democracy with a constitutional government. As long as we have freedom of speech, we will always have constant debate over which direction this country should go. One political party may get more votes in one election and control the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But before long, the voters get sick of that party and will choose a new political party because the promises of the politicians are never kept. Sometimes they're not kept because the promises were never achievable in the first place. This is why I really appreciate our American system, because it allows for debate and provides for separation of powers, separation between the state and federal government. Just like what we are now seeing on the Texas border, with Republican states helping Texas guard their southern border, while the federal government tries to maintain that they are actually in control and put up the facade that the border is indeed secure. We will continue to be a successful country as long as we have this continued balance of power. I like to imagine it like a pendulum swinging back and forth. Sometimes the pendulum swings one direction, sometimes a little too far, as one party gains too much power. However, as long as the pendulum of power is not rigged to stay fixed in one direction, it will swing back the other way. And when it does, it's because the people wanted it to. Then we get somewhat of a balance. The issue comes when one party limits the freedoms of the others and rigs the system to control the pendulum from never swinging back the other way. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.